Romans chapter 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who don't walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, so that the righteousness of the law would be fulfilled in us, who don't walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For those who are after the flesh think about the things of the flesh, but those who are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is an enemy of God, for it's not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh can't please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you. Now if any man doesn't have the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead lives in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also make your mortal bodies alive by his Spirit that lives in you. Therefore, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you'll die. But if through the Spirit you kill the deeds of the body, you'll live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you haven't received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the Spirit of adoption, by which we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself testifies with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If we suffer with him, we'll also be glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time aren't worthy to be compared with the glory that will be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and travails in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, that is, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he yet hope for? But if we hope for what we don't see, then we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses, for we don't know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings that can't be uttered. And he that searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brothers. Also, whom he predestinated, those he also called. And whom he called, those he also justified. And whom he justified, those he also glorified. For what shall we then say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He that didn't spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall charge God's elect with anything? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died, yes, rather, that has risen again, who is at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword, as it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted like sheep for butchering. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.